In this bulletin, energy ministers agree to a draft agreement on the Turnbull government's national energy guarantee. The United States unveils details of plans to build a military space force. And Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw says he forgives Andrew Gaff for the punch which broke his jaw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Energy ministers have reached a compromise on the Turnbull government's signature energy plan. Draft state legislation for the implementation of the National Energy Guarantee could be released for public consultation as early as next week. State and territory energy ministers agreed at a meeting in Sydney that the consultation period would kick off if the policy makes it through the coalition party room at a meeting in Canberra next Tuesday. The final decision will be made by state and territory ministers in a teleconference after that meeting. Energy Secretary Board Chairwoman Kerry Schott, who helped design the policy, told the meeting that the result was a great step forward. At least 43 people have been killed, most of them children, in a Saudi-led coalition airstrike that hit a school bus in northern Yemen. A spokesman from the rebel-led health ministry says most of those killed were under 15 years old. Another 43 were injured. Mary Chavarano from UNICEF in Yemen says both sides need to stop targeting civilians.
What we know is that attacking children is the lowest any part in this conflict can go, and there's no justification whatsoever to attack children.
The Indonesian island of Lombok has been shaken by a third big earthquake in a little more than a week, as the official death toll from the most powerful one reaches 319. The latest aftershock, measuring a magnitude 5.9, caused panic, damage to buildings, landslides and injuries. Indonesia's geological agency says it was centred in the northwest of the island and had no potential to cause a tsunami. It comes after Sunday's magnitude 6.9 quake and an earlier one on July the 29th. The Red Cross says it's focusing relief efforts on an estimated 20,000 people yet to get any assistance. US Vice President Mike Pence says the time has come to establish a new United States Space Force to ensure America's dominance in space amid heightened threats from China and Russia. His comments mark the first steps in the administration's plan to create a separate sixth military service by 2020. President Donald Trump has called for the separate space force, a complicated and expensive move that requires congressional approval. Mr. Pence says while space was once a peaceful and uncontested environment, it's now crowded and adversarial.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
Russia says new United States sanctions are intended to demonize the country. The US State Department has announced fresh sanctions to be imposed by the end of this month after determining Russia had used a nerve agent against a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. Maria Sharapova from the Russian Foreign Ministry has repeated the country's fierce denial of involvement in the poisoning. She says the country will be considering its own countermeasures to the US action.
All these allegations are baseless and cynical. Russia has warned multiple times that using force and using ultimatums when talking with us is futile. Russia is going to develop a response to this very hostile step on the part of Washington.
To AFL, and Andrew Brayshaw says he forgives Andrew Gaff for the punch that broke his jaw and displaced several teeth. Speaking for the first time since the incident, Brayshaw says he doesn't hold a grudge.
It's horrific, but the person that Andrew Gaff is, I forgive him, and I'm not going to hold a grudge against him as a person.
We'll now look at today's weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two and 16. Adelaide, showers developing and windy, 20. Windy and late showers in Melbourne, 19. More showers and wind in Hobart, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Similar for Wollongong, 21. Sydney, mostly sunny, 23. More sun in Newcastle, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, much the same, 27. and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.